Look around yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun.
Yusuf Estes for Understanding Islam. We want you to visit us on the internet at islamreligion.com. Today we're here in a very ancient place. This goes back to 115 AD. Oh, almost 100 years ago? No, almost 1,000 years ago. That's right. Wait a minute, add another to it. 2,000 years ago. As a matter of fact, where we're standing is even older than that. The relics that you see here date back almost 2,000 years ago. Principally, we want to talk about these pillars that you see here because they remind us of something in Islam that never gets old, never withers, never dies, but continues always. And those are the pillars of Iman. And the pillars of Iman in Arabic, that means in English, the pillars of faith. What is the first and foremost, and we've talked about it so much in our episodes, the series that we're doing, is to believe in the one God, the only God, the creator, the sustainer of the universe, the one who has sent down the message to the people and sent his messengers from Adam, Moses, David, Suleiman, Ibrahim, John the Baptist, and of course, Jesus Christ. Peace be upon all of them. And Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessing be upon him. Those pillars are as true today as they were in the very beginning, but they were highly emphasized by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. First and foremost, as we already said, is to believe in God. He is one God. He has no partners. There's no gods beside God. Second of all, and also very important, is the belief in the angels of Almighty God. But what it is we believe about them is even more important than the word malaika, as they're called in the Arabic language. What do we believe about them? First and foremost, they never make mistakes. They never disobey. They're never fasik. They're never disobedient. Because if you understand this, you'll quickly understand that the devil was never an angel. The devil was not an angel. As a matter of fact, he was one who prayed alongside of angels, but like us, he was from creatures who have choice, called the jinn, or like we say in English, the genies. We don't see them, but they see us. And he was of them, and he was elevated very high. But when Allah created Adam, the first man, he commanded all of the creation, all of the malaika, the angels, to bow down. And they all bowed down except for him because he had free choice, free will. And he used it in the wrong way by refusing to obey Allah. So we understand now that the angels are perfect. They always obey God in everything they do. But the devil is not an angel. Let's go to the next one. Another pillar in Islam is to believe in the books, the revelations, the scriptures that were sent down from God, to believe in what came with Abraham and Moses and David and Suleiman. What came with them? What was the message? The scriptures are suhuf, that means scripture, that came with them. David, or Dawood as he's called in Arabic, had these beautiful zabur, or we call them psalms. We also know that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, had the gospel, or the good news, as we call it in English, and the Injil is what it's called in the Arabic language. We know for sure what came with Moses, the Ten Commandments, the revelations for Moses, and finally the Quran that came with Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None of these documents in their original form contradicted any of the others. They always said there's one God. Worship him, your God and my God, your Lord and my Lord. It's very simple to figure that out. We can look in the book of Exodus, the book of Deuteronomy, and find these same teachings exactly. We can look in the book of Mark in the New Testament and find these teachings again. when they asked Jesus, for instance, what is the greatest commandment? He said, it is to know, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. One Lord, and you must worship him or love him with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. That's in the book of, actually in Mark 12:29, you'll find it exactly quoted just like that. Then in the last and the final revelation in the Quran, we find again to believe, telling us to believe in those original scriptures. Well, they don't exist today, but at least know what was said, and you must believe that as Muslims. Let's go to the next one and talk about the Anbiya, which is prophets. The prophets of Almighty God always came with that same message. See how these pillars all connect together? Isn't that something? And in this case, we must believe that they are the best of the people. Well, they're human, they make human mistakes, but they never made major mistakes. They never did the worst things. They never worshiped other than Almighty God. All of these prophets came again and again to warn their people, to tell them there's one God, one way to get to God. Obey him and you'll be successful in this life and the next life. Those who refused, well, of course, they're going to have to deal with their own destiny, aren't they? Now, we've got some very important messages coming with these pillars, not the least of which is the next one. This is called the fifth pillar of Islam, and that's to believe in the Day of Judgment. It's a real day. You'll be resurrected. Now, there's some good news here. Every single human being will be resurrected, okay? That means Jews and Christians will be resurrected, and Muslims will be resurrected. Not only that, Hindus, Buddhists, oh yeah. What about atheists? Yes, because every human being will be brought back to life again. They will all be resurrected, but they don't all go to paradise, do they? Oh. As a matter of fact, only those who believed in God, obeyed God, and followed his commandments, these are the successful people. Those who have the correct belief and the mu'amala, or the proper deeds or actions to follow it up. And that is what will give them the success. There's another pillar of faith I want to mention, and it's not a small one. It's not just in passing. It's a very important one, and it helps us to deal with the problems we have every day. We have difficulties. We have good times, but we have bad times. We have sometimes what they call fitna or chaos in our lives. And how do we deal with it? It is to know about the Qadr of Allah. Everything is happening, not by accident, not by chance, not that we could blame somebody or blame ourselves. What's happening is happening by the permission, by the will of the one and only creator and sustainer of the universe. There's not a cloud that goes by except that he planned that to happen. There's not a bird that flies over except that's a part of his will. And there's not a teeny tiny bug that goes in or out except that it's by his will. So God has commanded all of these things to happen. And it's up to us to understand that these pillars are a part of our belief for a reason. The more that we reflect on these pillars, the more we will begin to understand our purpose, our real purpose in this life. And when you really understand Islam, you understand your purpose, the inside and the outside. And it's simple, isn't it? We find it in the Quran very clear, chapter 51, verse 56. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah tells us, I did not create you guys except for one major purpose, that worship is for God alone and none other. And everything in your life can be worshiped if you do it for the sake of God. How beautiful is that? And these are the pillars of Islam. As you see many pillars on both sides of me, and it'd be very difficult to keep up with all of those. But these six are simple. Let's review them real quick. Are you ready? Believe in God as one God. Believe in his angels as always obeying God in all that they do. And again, I mentioned the devil was never an angel. Then after that, to believe in these revelations, these scriptures that came with the prophets. And that immediately takes us to the prophets, doesn't it? See how it works? The prophets. They are the best of people, but they're not gods. They're not demigods. They are obeying God. They're doing what he wills for them to do. And they're telling people to do the same thing. And then the day of resurrection, everybody brought back. and all of us will be asked what we did with our life. And then finally, that everything that happens, everything is the will of Almighty God. Just as what we see here is by His will that it was once great and now just history. And one day will be history too. So let us prepare ourselves for that day of judgment and begin to learn how to be in tune with the will of Almighty God. And that's the understanding of Islam. You can watch more of us right here. Come back and see these videos from time to time. Watch us on Islam Religion. We have a beautiful series. I want you to see all of it. And for those of you who get a chance, check it out on our television channel too. I want you to see us on Gaddis TV. So let's reflect on those pillars. What are they? Remind yourself now. Let's go over it again. What was it? Oh yeah. There's the belief in God. There's the belief in the angels, the books, the message, the messengers, the day of judgment, and the will of Almighty God. Got it? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's understanding.
Look around yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us? Or are we so blind to push it all aside? No, we just have to open our eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right, we'll see the signs. We can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way. Guide us every single day. Keep us close to you till the end of time.